The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A big shout out to everybody listening all over North America. I am JR. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm hanging out here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and we're getting ready for the weekend. We're getting all set and ready for all of the NFL wild card action. We're going to see who ends up choking. We're going to see who lives up to the hype. We're going to see who falls apart. And I'm going to be here with you for 2 more hours. This show gets started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you ever miss a minute, you ever miss a second, if you ever miss an hour, it's real simple. All you have to do is listen on the free Odyssey app and then go ahead and hit rewind. If you called me and you want to hear yourself, if you want to share it with a friend, Odyssey app. Just search CBS Sports Radio and listen to the JR Sport Brief Show. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio every day, all day, wherever you're at. Let's take note of that, okay? If you want to talk to me here, it's real simple. We got a phone number. And so whether you're calling me on an iPhone or an Android or a rotary phone, or fax machine. Now, I don't know how you're calling me, but the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to contact me on social media, if you can do it safely, if you're not driving, I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the damn place. We got some interesting matchups over the weekend. We saved you some time right before the break, and we said we ain't going to talk about the Bills and Dolphins really too much because the Bills are going to wipe the floor with the Dolphins. Congratulations. We got some other matchups. We talked about the 49ers and the Seahawks, and Pete Carroll sounds pretty defeated about it. He's like, yeah, thanks to the Lions, we're in the playoffs. Thank you, Lions. And we got to face the Niners. It's not going to be easy. This is what Pete Carroll had to say about this impending matchup.
Really a great reward for our guys who've been working so hard. And, you know, you've been hearing us talk about it, to have this opportunity to keep going. We're all excited about the fact that the way the day turned out yesterday, just so sunk into the being Lions fans, man. We love the Lions. Coach Campbell did a great job with his crew, and they played a fantastic football game to get the win, to give us the chance. So we're going to try to do something with it. Unfortunately, we're playing the Niners, and they're loaded. And they're loaded and healthy and on a roll and about as hot as you could possibly get. And doing it in a really commanding fashion, too, you know, with the young quarterback who's doing so well, just kind of would buck the odds, you know, that everybody would think you could do that. And everybody in the media anyway. We'll see how we you know, get our guys back for this weekend. It's coming up quick with the Saturday ball game.
Yeah, 49ers should wax the Seahawks. I mean, outside of the Buffalo Bills beating up on the Dolphins, the next matchup, and I don't care who the quarterback is, it could be Brock Purdy or your next-door neighbor Brock. They should handle the Seahawks. The Seahawks had an amazing season, especially moving on from their franchise quarterback and Russell Wilson. Not only do they go into the playoffs, they have Denver's draft pick, and they appear to have something that they can build on next year. Or maybe everybody in Seattle comes back down to earth and they're crap. But this season, all the credit in the world. We do have some competitive matchups that I'm really looking forward to. Sorry, by the way, it's not the Bengals and the Ravens. I expect the Bengals to handle the Ravens. But the Chargers and the Jags and the Vikings and the Giants are two matchups and two games that I am very, very eager to see. We'll get into the Giants and the Vikings shortly. Let's get into the matchup that's actually going to take place tomorrow between the Chargers and the Jags. We have not seen the Jaguars back in the playoffs since they went to the AFC title game. Jalen Ramsey was still on that team. Blake Bortles was the quarterback. They didn't make it. And the next thing you know, that team got blown to shreds. And that was all she wrote. Last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars, complete disaster. I can't even go through all of the ridiculous line items with Urban Meyer. They gave this man the ultimate power to oversee every element, it seems, of the organization. And one of the things that he wanted to do after a loss to the Bengals was hang out at his own restaurant with a young lady who's probably half his age or less and wasn't even his wife. And that's just the start. And now they got a professional in. Now they have someone in who actually won a Super Bowl, who actually played quarterback in the NFL, and that's Doug Peterson. And I don't think it's any type of coincidence that Trevor Lawrence is finally living up to the potential that people saw in him when he was playing here in high school in Georgia, when he was playing in Clemson, and now he's realizing a little bit of that in the NFL, hanging out with Doug Peterson. The Jacksonville Jaguars finished the year at 9-8. They were giving everybody a hell of a scare against the Colts this past weekend. It took a strip sack and a touchdown for them to win the game, but they're on a five-game winning streak. Over the past month and change, Trevor Lawrence has thrown 14 touchdowns to two interceptions. He can also do a better job holding on to the ball overall, but they're moving in a positive direction. I don't think people are complaining about Trevor Lawrence and his development because we've seen it. It's nice to see ETN out there healthy, 1,100 yards on the ground, 316 in the air, a Christian Kirk out there. Man, I didn't see this guy like this in Arizona, 1,100 yards and eight touchdowns. Can they do better defensively? Yeah, they can. They're still a young squad. They got Foye Oluokun from the Falcons, and this guy almost has 200 tackles. It's ridiculous what they've been able to do. And so the Jags are going to take on the Chargers. And Doug Peterson, the man that I just mentioned, he's happy to be back in the playoffs. But you know what? He wants to give credit to his players and not him.
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the team, you know. Take me out of it. And I'm excited for the guys, you know. They've worked a lot, worked really hard to put themselves in this position, you know, and where they've come from. You know, just says a lot to the leadership of the group, and so I'm happy for them. But you know, it's definitely a team effort. You know, usually the head coach and quarterback get the praise and the blame, right? So hopefully we get the praise.
I'm sorry, Doug. We can't take you out of it. You are a key factor in why this team is actually operating like a team, and not some sideshow on TMZ. We always get these conversations about the coaches and what he just said it. He's like, oh, coaches and quarterbacks get all of the blame and they get the praise. Yeah, because y'all are the tip of the spear. You can't win anything if your quarterback is completely ass out there, if he's just giving games away. And if you don't have the leader of a franchise who could actually round things out and pull everything together, be a CEO and help run the whole damn show, you going nowhere. Yeah, this is a simple equation. Let's put Urban Meyer back out onto the field this year to coach the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, yeah, he didn't even last all of last season. But let's put him back out there. How's that going to go? Let's give Jeff Saturday, who we know doesn't have experience, let's just give him a full offseason with the Jags and, you know, Do we think it would go the same way? What do you think you have better odds of winning? With someone who's actually won and coached a Super Bowl winning team, or a novice, someone who has no experience, or someone who's quite frankly, maybe never even played or had a job as a head coach? And so, Doug Peterson, congratulations. Thank you for being humble. But he is a main and major reason as to why the Jacksonville Jaguars are here in the playoffs. And all things being equal, I don't think this is going to be the end of them making the playoffs. Not by any stretch. If you think about the other teams in their division, the Jacksonville Jaguars are the team that have a clear line of ascension. Derrick Henry going to be running around trucking people by himself forever? Or is Malik Willis going to turn into the second coming? We know Tannehill is cooked. The Tennessee Titans, trending down. I just mentioned to you the Indianapolis Colts. This is a team looking for a quarterback. This is a team looking for a coach. Where are they trending? Down. Do I really need to get into the depths of the Houston Texans? They've been a disaster for the past several years. Hiring stopgaps as coaches. They still need to find a coach and a quarterback. Where are the Texans going? Where are they trending? Well, nowhere right now. They got some hiring to do. We know where they've been. This is high time for the Jacksonville Jaguars to continue climbing up the ranks in the AFC over the next several years. Trevor Lawrence may be moving into, I don't know, MVP conversation. Not too shabby this year when you throw for 4,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Not too shabby. I'm real interested to see what Trevor Lawrence does next year. And he spread the ball around this year, all over the place. Let's see what the Jags do. And this is going to be a fun matchup because on the opposite side, it's the Chargers. Somehow, some way, they find a way to choke. Anthony Lynn is not here anymore to blame. You can lay everything now at the feet of Brandon Staley. Like, I don't know. Mike Williams destroying his back in a finale that means absolutely nothing to the Chargers in their standings. Oh, yeah, sure, the number one wide receiver who's been available, let's just put him out there. And now his back is busted. I'm still shocked every time I see Keenan Allen play football. And an Austin Eckler, who led the world in touchdowns this year, Justin Herbert will be looking for him, going, help me, help me. The Chargers are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2018. Justin Herbert will be making his playoff debut. And it should be fun, right? I told you, they haven't been since 2018. Justin Herbert, who isn't one for many words, he talked about this first playoff game, and this is what he had to say.
If there was extra fire in my belly this week, it would imply that I didn't have enough during the regular season. So I think we're treating it like another game because we give our best effort week in and week out. And, you know, this is just another great opportunity to go play football. And this team is special. We're looking forward to the challenge, the opportunity of going out there and playing football.
Oh, Justin Herbert sounded a little excited about his first playoff game. I saw that there were tickets in Jacksonville to go to the game, I think, for, I don't know if it's at $45 or $75. That place is going to be full. Jaguar fans are going to be ready for football. And this should be, I say should be, a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if this turned into a little bit of a shootout. The Chargers can go out there and score with the best of them, but it's going to be difficult with no Mike Williams. We know Justin Herbert. I'd be shocked tomorrow if he didn't throw the ball like 40-plus times. Their defense, on the other hand, can leave a lot to be desired. And so I think we're in store for a close game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chargers and the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. I think those are the two games that I think have the potential to maybe go down the wire. None of these teams are perfect. They're all flawed. This isn't the Buffalo Bills beating up on the third stringer. It's not the Cincinnati Bengals just destroying the Ravens, who we'll talk about that. Sammy Watkins is saying some crazy things, man. These should be close games, whether it's because of injury or whether it's because of lack of defense. The Chargers can't stop the run for nothing. ETN should have a field day out there. I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars by the skin of their teeth. And really only because they're at home and because Brandon Staley is too stupid to not put one of his key weapons on the bench instead of on the field in a Broncos game that means absolutely nothing. And I also got to go with experience based on that as well. Peterson has been to the dance. Staley is just showing up. And he's already made a big mistake before he even played or coached a playoff game. And so I'm going to go with the Jags. I'm not expecting nothing much out of either one of these teams. Whoever wins this game is probably only going to win one playoff game. I don't think there's no magic carpet ride for the Jags or the Chargers. But for this one at least, I'm going to go with the Jaguars at home. And then we get one more playoff game to watch Trevor Lawrence run around and watch his hair flop all over the damn field. And I know Doug Peterson does not want the credit, but he certainly deserves it because he helped lay the foundation for the Jacksonville Jaguars to actually be a football team and not a clown show. Let's see if the Chargers win. It'll be a close one, but maybe this time they don't choke. I'm going with the Jags, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to come back and get to some of your calls, and then we'll also talk about this other matchup that I think will be close. It's the Vikings and the Giants. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to pick up the phone lines in a second, 855-212-4CBS. We just talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers at home. Excuse me, the Jaguars at home. I think it'll be a close one. It might be a field goal type game. But I believe in the experience of Doug Peterson. I don't have too much confidence in Brandon Staley. I already know Justin Herbert is going to have to throw the ball around about 50 million times. And it's unfortunate that Mike Williams will not be out there due to his back injury that he didn't have to sustain because it wasn't necessary for him to play in the last game against the Broncos. A matter of fact, their head coach, Brandon Staley, yesterday he talked about the status of Mike Williams, and this is what he had to say.
He's progressing, getting treatment, and just trying to get him as much rest as possible for Saturday. And you know, we're hoping that he can make it to the game. Just, I mean, how he feels on game day and then just being able to go out there and, you know, work out and feel good. And in terms of the game plan and stuff like that, that's not a problem. But just being able to go out there pregame, work out, feel good, and, you know, give it a go.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today, we found out the man has a fracture in his back and that it would take a Super Bowl run for us to basically see this man. And so all things considered, you could say that Mike Williams' season, unfortunately, is over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dylan, it's calling from San Diego. What's up, Dylan? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I heard you say Chargers at home, no?
Yeah, and I corrected myself, and I said Jaguars at home.
No, I'm just kidding, JR. I appreciate you. Short-time listener, first-time caller, but appreciate Thank your you. Voice on the radio. I mean, with the Chargers game, I think, honestly, the defense being probably the best unit on the field of that day and the fact that Herbert converting those fourth downs, I think, will be the difference in that game.
Okay. Now, what about the Jaguars? I mean, they don't exist. They don't have an offense. They don't play at home. They don't have experience. They don't have their weapons.
They definitely do, but like you said, Eckler, most touchdowns in the world. You know, I think he's going to be a serious target, obviously. And, you know, Mike Williams, pretty unfortunate, but hopefully we'll be able to see him a little bit later down the stretch.
Oh, man. You think that the Chargers are going to go to the Super Bowl?
Man, I'm from San Diego. You know, all we have is hope. All we can do is hope.
Well, I mean, you pretty much put a stamp on everything you said. Hey, good luck to the guys, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Dylan, for calling up from San Diego. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Move them up to Los Angeles for no damn reason, but don't – well, I know the reasons, money, but don't get me started. 855-212-4CBS. George is calling from Maryland. What's up, George?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay. Jacksonville. I believe they are going to beat the Chargers, as you said. I mean, the fight that they've put in thus far is just a proven of what they are as a team. I mean, they can't really do anything more to prove themselves.
Yeah,
and I'm calling you as a Cowboys fan.
Okay. So you're just waiting on the game on Monday.
To your
night.
Show as a Cowboys fan. And I believe you are a Commanders fan.
What? Who are you? Me, George? What? George, George, I got a question for you. Ready?
Call it, George, just call about the 49ers.
Wait, hold on, Shep. George, do you know who I am?
Yes, you are JR from the JR Sports Brief Show.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you know who I am. You think I'm a why do you think I'm a Commanders fan?
I apologize if I am wrong.
No, you are. You're very wrong. I'm just, if anything, I spend most of my time telling everybody how terrible the owner is. I don't feel anything.
And you agree with me.
Yeah, I don't feel anything about
the days when I was a young kid watching the what then was the Redskins and the Cowboys,
yeah,
just going at it, and you just look forward to that game.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
they're not in the playoffs.
I agree with you about the Jaguars. I believe.
Okay.
They are going to win.
All right. Well, thank you, George. Appreciate you, man. It should be a fun one, and it's the Saturday night game. Shep, what were you saying? I'm sorry. Shep. Shep is busy. He's over here making all the money in the world.
No, we got people ringing in left and right. What else is new? What did you say, JR? I'm sorry about that.
I know. What did you say? You said something.
No,
while
George
you
was
called
George was calling in about the 49ers and the Seahawks, and then he brings up the Jaguars Chargers, and then he confuses you with someone else in Washington. The only time you're in Washington is for Special Olympics. That's the only time you've ever brought up the fact that you've been in Washington. That's it.
What did he say? It was Special Olympics what?
The only time you do obviously the media for the movement tour, so you've pretty much been every single location in this country. That's the only time you have mentioned being in Washington. That's it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess he thinks I'm broadcasting from D.C.
Right.
And I could be. I'd be in D.C. and people don't even know it.
Well,
I don't need people to know where I'm at all the time.
That's a true statement. But the point is,
right,
he was all over the place with that phone call.
Yeah, he was.
And if your name is George, that's a very prestigious, reputable name. I mean, we're talking Foreman and Washington and
Prince.
Allen and
Prince.
Seifert.
Prince?
That's a good one too.
Which one was Prince George?
So Prince George, well actually that would take away from the reputation of George because that's not I don't think he was a very good because there was King George. King George.
Who the hell are we up to now? What are these guys' names?
No, but I'm referring to Georges in sports.
No,
like
I know
Tate,
that. But
like Tate George is another one, obviously.
I know that.
Paul George.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But not Paul George. On the Royal George side.
They missed him tonight.
Who is, forget that.
Right.
Who are the Royal, what are we up to?
George now? Is William's son, I believe.
George? William?
I'm pretty sure George is William's son, who obviously we know is King Charles's son. So, William is second in line to the throne.
Wait.
Yeah.
The queen is gone. She passed away a couple months ago.
We're aware of this, yes.
That's her son is Charles.
Yes, sir.
After her son Charles, he has two boys with Diana. William and Harry.
William and Harry. Harry basically ostracized and alienated himself from the whole royal monarchy.
I know that. He's with Meghan.
Right.
Somebody is George right now, though, right?
Right. I'm not looking this up. I'm almost positive. George, I believe, is William's oldest son.
William's oldest son with what's her name? Kate.
Kate. I think she goes by Catherine, the princess of Duchess.
Oh, because she's a royal.
Correct.
She can't be Kate. She has to be Catherine.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
She can't be.
I didn't know they had two. They had two kids. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure they have two kids. Yeah, and I give
Harry
credit by the way.
Harry has two kids too, right?
They do. I give that guy a lot of credit by the way because he's not our prince. I'm not calling him prince.
Harry.
Or Harry and William, yeah. William is a good-looking guy, has all the money in the world, and he's being natural about his receding hairline.
Oh, he's bald.
He's been bald for a while, and he hasn't done a thing about it.
He's not.
He's close.
He has, like, the cat butt.
He's close to bald, though.
The sides?
Yeah.
It's bald at the top, and then he still keeps, like, the sides.
Well, he makes Karl Malone look like Jalen Rose.
Well, with the bald spot?
Yeah. I'm talking Karl Malone, his late days with the Jazz, when he had basically no hair left. And Jalen Rose, he made a deal with the devil to have, like, his hairline.
I'm not going to say anything about that man's hair.
Got it.
He's very, anyway.
Got it.
And, yeah, I mean, well, God bless everybody with and without hair.
Yeah. You were blessed with the hair gene, by the way, my friend.
Yeah, I got a whole afro here.
Yes.
This is just COVID hair, and it's still here.
We're blessed, man.
That's just how it is.
Most people in radio don't have that kind of hair. That's why I'm surprised you're not doing television too, along with radio every day.
People in radio don't have hair. Why is that?
There's a lot. Well, that's why a lot of people are on radio.
Because they don't have hair.
There you go.
Maybe if they stopped screaming all the damn time, it wouldn't fall out.
That's a good point.
Just a little bit of advice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls about the full slate of NFL games we have this weekend. We're going to talk about the Vikings, the Giants. We'll talk about some upsets. I saw a basketball game tonight that almost had 70,000 people for an NBA game. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we've been talking about the NFL playoffs and the games that will take place this weekend. In a few minutes, we'll get into the Vikings and the Giants. I'm going to get to your phone calls. There were two NBA games that really stood out to me tonight as I sat here in the studio. One just went to a final. The Denver Nuggets without Nikola Jokic. He has a wrist injury. The Nuggets beat the Clippers in L.A. 115-103. This game stood out to me because I saw Kawhi Leonard actually playing basketball. He played 38 minutes of basketball, 24 points, 10 of 20 from the field, and sure, they still lost. And he played basketball, so there's no Paul George. What else is new? Anyway, in San Antonio, I've been hearing about this for a few weeks now. Shout-outs to all my folks listening in Texas down in San Antonio. The Golden State Warriors came to town, and they didn't just play in the arena. They decided to play a basketball game in the old Alamo Dome a former home of the Spurs, and they set an NBA record tonight. I don't know the exact number. Doesn't matter to me. 68,000 folks showed up to watch Steph Curry and Klay Thompson play about 23 minutes. Steph Curry had 15 points. Thompson had 144. The final score, 144 to 113. Greg Popovich was not lying at the beginning of the season when he said, don't expect us to do a damn thing. Because all the Spurs are doing is trying to develop talent and then maybe get their hands on that 7'4" French basketball freak, Victor Wembanyama. It's the most points they've ever given up in the Alamo Dome. God bless them for only having to play there once this year. Some of those views, just I guess the tickets were going for like $10. 68,000 people in the Alamo Dome. It's a lot of folks, man. Hey, Shep, would you pay that much to sit upstairs? You need binoculars, man.
With Steph Curry and playing, absolutely.
You wouldn't see nothing.
I would wear very strong prescription glasses, or I would bring binoculars, and it's a chance to see one of the 15 greatest players in the history of the sport. He's still playing at a primetime level.
Yeah, he is. I'd rather watch on television.
That's true, too.
Hey, 68,000 people. Not me. I'm staying home. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and get to these phone lines. We got Joe calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, sure. How you doing? I got a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Jaguars are a good team, but I really like to know how they turn it around. You're saying the head coach, right?
Yes.
But I'm saying I believe he's got a better offensive line. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Joseph, for calling from Houston. That very well might be the truth. I'd be sitting here lying to you if I told you it was just the offensive line. But I think more importantly, it's the coach. What I said I wouldn't do is tick off all the garbage and nonsense from Urban Meyer last year. Do I need to? Like, you can't have a team if you don't have a leader. The Khan family basically said, Urban, come here, man, just run the whole thing. He's never worked with grown men. Telling everybody in preseason games and training camp that they need to hydrate? I mean, the kicker accused him of kicking him? Look, I can't sit here and break down the Jacksonville Jaguars offensive line. I can't do that. But I sure as hell know whether it was crap or better that it comes down to the coach, man. Urban Meyer, come on. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is here from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Good evening. Listen, when you and Shep engage in tangential banter, you guys are hilarious. That take on the Royals there was funny as heck. But anyway, I'm calling, and that's why you have a great show. In addition, the subject matter, I'm calling on the San Francisco 49ers in Seattle. I think you're underappreciating that Seattle might have a chance to upset them.
Well, everybody has a chance. I made that clear. They have a chance. I don't think it's a high one. I think they have a 20% chance, if you ask me.
Well, I think here's why I think that they could do it. I think San Francisco had a really poor game in Chicago in a monsoon, and it's supposed to rain really bad tomorrow all day, including during the game. But not just that. They played a close game 3 weeks ago. San Francisco only scored 21 points on them. They won by 8. Like the one fan earlier called, I guess there were opportunities for Seattle to maybe tie it or whatever.
Well, Lou,
that was
in regards to the last game. That's not going to have too much to do with this game, because this is going to be the first game that everybody on the offense, all of the skilled position players, are actually going to be healthy.
It has something to do with it, because that's the only game that San Francisco scored 21 points in the last six.
They scored over 35 before. Lou, I just told you that tomorrow's game will be the first game that all of their offensive weapons will be available to Brock Purdy. And so if you're going to tell me of what they only did in the last game, I can only tell you in so many different ways that they didn't have their full disposal of weapons there. And this will be the first time that they do.
Okay, I understand that. That's pretty compelling, all right?
Not compelling. This is just a fact.
Well, I think Pete Carroll was playing a little bit possum there, like you were playing possum with the details of the Royals. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be really interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. I don't think Pete Carroll – what is he playing possum about? He wasn't born yesterday. He was born, what, 71 years ago? He ain't no stupid man. He knows the 49ers are tough. What's to play possum about? The Seahawks last couple of games, they've been 3-3. Their rookie running back, who's been running everybody wild, has been running around with an ankle injury. Here, let me just make comparable numbers. Seahawks, 3-3 recently. The 49ers, 10 straight victories. Even if we have to factor in the rookie quarterback, Brock Purdy, he's 5-0. The 49ers have the best defense, scoring defense in the entire NFL. The Seahawks scoring defense is in the bottom third. Like, where are we playing possum? This is all right in front of us to see. So, I mean, what are we doing here? There's a reason the Seahawks will be underdogs. And we have to see what happens. Can they win? Yeah, of course they can win. That's why we're going to watch, to see if they can win, to see who wins. The 49ers will just be favored. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Maryland. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, JR. Hey, look, you know, I call you, like, quite often, and I'm on my way home from work, like always. And what do I hear? You talking about the Queen and, you know, Prince Henry?
Henry?
I'm like,
Harry.
I'm like, what in the heck's going on with that? I was like, you know, but the one thing I would do want to say is I think San Francisco is going to spank the crap out of Seattle. So
I think so.
I mean, but
well,
it's like I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I go home from work. And damn, man, I go home and what do I hear? Talking about England.
Wow. Well, what do you want me to talk about next?
The Redskins.
Oh, man, they suck. I don't want to talk about them. I did talk about, last week, have you seen the mascot, the pig?
No, you know what? You know, I don't even want to go there, JR, because that's just, all it does is tick me off.
Major Tutty you know? Ticks you off?
Yeah, it ticks me off. I mean, it's like, you know, the owner has no, I don't know. It's ridiculous. You know, it's really, really ridiculous. And, you know, I mean, look at all the guys that, you know, are in the Hall of Fame or trying to get in the Hall of Fame. They're trying to sue the guy because of that. You know,
Because of Major Tutty. Not because of Major Tutty.
No. I don't know. It's just,
it's okay,
you know,
Tim,
I don't know. The whole team ticks me off. You know, the whole thing, the owner and all that.
Well, I want you to be in a good mood. So allow me to tell everyone about Major Tutty again. Okay, Tim?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling from Maryland. Major Tutty is he's the new mascot of the Washington Commanders. He's like Miss Piggy with a helmet on, except for he's maybe like 8 feet tall. And for whatever reason, you know, when I think about football, sure, you can have a goofy mascot, right? You have a goofy mascot. I'm thinking off the top of my head here. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a goofy mascot. He's stupid. He's a jaguar. He's yellow with green, purple spots, orange spots. I don't know. He looks stupid. Shep, tell me about another mascot. The Kansas City Chiefs, what is that? The red thing. Is he a horse?
I have no idea. Whenever I think of mascots, I don't even go to football. I go to baseball. And I think of the Philly mascot, and I think of the sausage fest that they, you know what I mean? The races that they do.
No, see, but just not the sausage race.
Right.
But in NFL, he's a wolf, the Chiefs mascot.
I can't tell you the last time I paid attention to a mascot in the NFL. The only thing I know about mascots is Rocky, and that's only because the Broncos have sucked for what seems like for a decade.
Rocky.
The horse.
He's a white horse, right?
In Denver, yes.
Is he a real horse or is he a mascot?
He's both.
They have a real, I know they got a real horse.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, no, seriously. I think it's a real horse. I think that is the mascot for the Broncos.
I know he's the mascot. I know Rocky, the mascot for the Nuggets. Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a horse.
Right.
Is his name Rocky, though? I don't think his name is Rocky.
Thunder. I have good call, JR. Thunder. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
That's from the Nuggets.
No. I'm pretty sure Thunder. See, I don't.
Rocky is the mascot for the Nuggets.
And the Thunder is the mascot for the Broncos.
I guess.
Yes, but that is the only mascot that stands out to me in football because I don't think people pay attention to mascots in football. I think they do in baseball.
You're correct.
They do in basketball. We think of the gorilla. We think of the Suns and one of the best athletes we've seen in all the sports is the mascot for the Suns and the Dunks.
Stop talking about NBA mascots.
Fair enough.
We're making the point here that there are no good NFL mascots. Well, that's not true. My apologies to Freddy the Falcon.
Who?
Freddy the Falcon.
I've never heard of Freddy the Falcon.
I know him. That's my man. I know Freddy the Falcon.
Is he the one that's getting Arthur Blank to stop dancing?
No. I haven't seen Arthur Blank dance in a while.
He's done it a lot.
Been a long. There's nothing to dance about.
Yeah, well.
But there's Freddy the Falcon. There's Thunder the Horse. And now there's Tutty the Pig. Like, if you have, okay, I get it. It's one thing to have a fun mascot. Like, the pig, Tutty, doesn't even look like a huge, he doesn't look like he can move. He looks like they're getting ready to just stick him on a steak and start, frying him.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk more NFL playoffs.
Not mascots, though.
No, I'm going to talk about this stupid pig when we come back. I am. It's stupid. On CBS Sports Radio, dumb pig.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.